Kevin Martin, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great, J.D. Sloan. We're on the road again.
So, it feels like it's been a really long time since we've done this.
Yeah, I haven't been around with you for the past, like, maybe 2.5-3 weeks now. It's been a while.
It's been...
We haven't been together since Indiana.
Yep, that's very true, very true. So, we're going to do our obligatory drive to Franklin in the traffic. Yep. While I bitch and complain and we talk wrestling.
There we go.
So let's start out. Let's do some catching up. First and foremost, let's talk about the Halloween show, the 127
Pro Wrestling, right there at the 127 Performing Arts Center in Grimsley, Tennessee.
Grimsley, Tennessee.
Yep.
Where the fuck is Grimsley, Tennessee, Kevin?
Grimsley, Tennessee is in between Crossville and Jamestown.
All right. So let's talk about 127 Pro Wrestling.
Well, 127 Pro Wrestling is ran by Perry Hartman, and it's a great organization out there, the way he manages everything, very professional, and he takes pride in making sure that he brings a quality show every week. And I think that's what every promoter should do. You should never slack off because you're a week-to-week promotion.
Perry has a lot of heart and a very passionate guy, very excited, you know? But let's talk about this past one, because there was a special guest star, or two special guest stars.
How can I forget? How can I forget this? Ladies and gentlemen, last Thursday night at the 127 Performing Arts Center, the big red monster Kane, better known to the world now as Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs, and Dr. Tom Pritchard were there representing the Jacob Pritchard Wrestling Academy. And a lot of their students were graduating that day. And the students are phenomenal. Like, they're all around great people, and they've definitely learned from very great minds in this business.
If the pictures I saw, everything looked really good,
yeah,
man. It looked like a good draw.
Yeah, the draw was great. I mean, we gotta thank Kane and Tom Pritchard for taking their time to come out there.
Selling the tickets?
They sold the tickets like crazy. I mean, I would assume so. But they were there, and they were great to be with. They were great to talk to. Anyone who hasn't known about the Jacob Pritchard Wrestling Academy, you need to check it out. Look them up on Facebook and any other social media. So, and apparently there's a car cutting right in front of us, just so he could get into the turning lane, because he couldn't wait. Anyways. But yeah, draw was great. I think the final count was 269 paid.
Oh yeah.
So that's always great to hear.
For a local show, yeah, in Grimsley, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Who's on the show?
I mean, when we're talking about talent, I mean, if you're talking about local talent or anywhere.
LT was LT on? He
LT,
hasn't been there.
LT hasn't been on
2 weeks,
show.
Right?
No. I believe he's suspended indefinitely.
Ah.
Due to obligations that he decided to try to take care of at the show.
I see.
Decided to go a little overboard and got suspended indefinitely by J.P. Cade Jones, the Executive Vice President of Male Talent.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Who's in charge of the female talent?
That is the one and only Jennifer Morton.
All right. So these are all good. This is all good information for the fans to know about.
Absolutely.
127 Pro Wrestling. And that way they can look it up on social media.
For sure. Facebook.com/.
Follow along.
Facebook.com/127 Pro Wrestling. That's the numbers 127. And you can see stars like Lutha X, Gregory McDaniel. You can also see the mother lover, Jake Tucker, who's one of the graduates of the Jacobs Pritchard Wrestling Academy. You can also see some great women stars such as Fantasy, Brittany Garcia.
Pretty and Punk, Brittany Garcia.
There we go.
Pretty and Punk.
Yeah, we can't forget Pretty
That's
and Punk.
Right.
In fact, and also make sure you, while you're listening to this, go on to WrestleTopiaEvents.SimpleTix.com to purchase your meet and greet ticket with Pretty and Punk, Brittany Garcia, as well as all the great stars that we're bringing in, Jordan Grace, Diamante, Keir Hogan, and just newly added as a few weeks ago, Big Swole.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a great time. WrestleCade has been in the works for quite some time now. It's getting closer.
It was only gonna be it was two girls. It started out at two.
So it was Jordan and Kiera at first.
Yes, it was gonna be
and,
two.
And somehow we talked ourselves into getting a three.
And now it's five. So everyone check out 127 Pro Wrestling. JP Cage. Brittany Garcia, you know, LT Falk is in and out of there. Big Daddy P, what position does Big Daddy P
Big hold? Daddy P is the promoter, brother. He's the owner and promoter, proprietor.
The one and only special guest host every single week is Kevin Martin.
There we go. You can't forget that.
Can't forget Kevin Martin. So make sure everyone check out 127 Pro Wrestling. They're our friends. I love them. I actually was, you know, when this all came about, I was going to actually be there every week.
But your real life is kind of taken a...
And what's the craziest thing is, I think if you are in professional wrestling, the thing that you want more than anything, you can find weekend bookings.
It's the
but
weekday
bookings. I mean, that could honestly, that can be a game changer, you know?
And good paying when weekday bookings.
Yeah, and so, you know, Perry takes care of people. He's a good guy. I've enjoyed working for and with Perry, and so I wanted to be a part of it, but just unfortunately, my real life is just a little bit... Thursdays... a two-hour...
Probably the hardest day to make that kind of drive.
Just a difficult one. Yeah, that's for sure.
But one other company that's a little closer to you on Thursdays is good old USA Championship Wrestling.
Burt Prentice. Just so everyone that's listening to this, Burt Prentice is one of the smartest people in the wrestling business. Regardless of what you think of him, what you've heard of him, anything else, Burt Prentice promotes weekly shows, multiple weekly shows.
In different towns all over the state.
To this day.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Since the 90s, right?
Music City Pro started in 1997. Before that, he had NAWA in Nashville. Before that, he had Ozark Mountain Wrestling in, I don't know where it was, in Indiana or...
Burt's been everywhere.
Burt's been everywhere. He, you know, longtime Memphis manager and... Burt Prentice is, USA Championship Wrestling, NWA Nashville, NWA Main Event, Worldwide. Regardless of what you've ever heard of Burt Prentice, because some of it's true, some of it's not. I mean, that's the thing about pro wrestling is, you never know how much of it's bullshit. Yeah, exactly. But whatever you've heard of him, I mean, he's still out there promoting weekly shows in multiple towns every single week in 2019.
Absolutely.
And I hear that, I mean, they're drawing. The pictures I've seen in downtown Nashville, what's the location, Kevin?
It's at the Little Harpeth Brewing Company. So you can find that. It's over by the Stadium Inn, the historic Stadium Inn,
which is going to be torn down.
No, it's not being torn down.
Oh, it is not?
So the building itself is going to stay there, but they are totally gutting the inside.
Oh.
And they're making it into a new hotel.
Wow, that is insane. Look up stories on the world-famous Nashville Stadium Inn if you've never heard of it and don't know what it is. For those of you that have heard of it and know what it is, you already know what the stories are.
Yes.
So a lot going on here in Nashville, in the Tennessee area, and we're on our way right now to New South Championship Wrestling for a big night of action. We actually have an amazing main event tonight.
I mean, when you're talking about main events, it doesn't get any better than this, I don't think. And you're talking about tag teams. Tag team main event, like unlike any other. The Rock and Roll Express, WWE Hall of Famers, and by this time, you will have heard that they've been on AEW this past Wednesday, All Elite Wrestling's Dynamite on TNT. They got a little beat up by Proud and Powerful, which is the team of Santana and Ortiz. They got a little scuffled up, but they're there in Franklin, Kentucky tonight, and they're ready to take out the younger, new breed of stars that have no respect for the legends of this business. This time, it's the Capital Vices who are trying to make their claim in New South Championship Wrestling.
Interesting guys. Very interesting guys.
And make their statement and make their name in tag team wrestling as a whole.
And, you know, while we're talking about Burt Prentice in 2019, you know, Ricky Morton in 2019 is just as fucking good as he ever was. He is, there's these people, Kevin, in this world that are almost ageless. Like Rey Mysterio. I mean, Rey Mysterio Jr. Yeah, I mean, he still looks as good, if not better, than he did in 1998, 2000. I mean, he's a little bit thicker and everything, which, you know, but he's just, he is the same. And Ricky, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Ricky, I mean, you know, you can see his age.
Yeah.
You can see it on there. But brother, when he goes out there, and I have seen matches where he goes out there in the last few years and he works his fucking ass off and does amazing shit in there. And then I've seen matches where he goes out there and he doesn't do anything. And both types of matches that he does,
captivates the crowd.
Captivates the crowd. He is an amazing, amazing fucking guy, man. He really is.
So I had the opportunity to work with Ricky and Robert just a few weeks ago out in Walling, Tennessee at a Tennessee All-Pro Wrestling. And they were doing their Legends Night show with Mayhem Wrestling. And you saw Ricky and Robert there. You know, Walling, Tennessee, kind of in the middle of the sticks, honestly. I mean, there's no real way around it. The best entertainment around there is cows fucking.
Uh-huh.
And so, basically, when you've got the Rock and Roll Express in town, you know it's going to be a great show. And I talked to Ricky and Robert before the show, and I'm like, hey, guys, what keeps you guys still doing this, you know, to this day, even in front of maybe smaller crowds like this one that was there that night? And he's like, man, brother, when we're here, we always try to put on a good show. It doesn't matter what show. We were just in Atlanta. They just won the tag team titles with the NWA.
Spoiler, brother, spoiler.
I think everybody knows by now that has social media. But Ricky and Robert, they told me that it's the fans that keep them going. And, you know, whether it's a 50 people or 500 people or 5,000 people, they're going to give their best effort every time to make sure that they're entertained in any way possible.
It's the truth. I mean, when I moved here, I'll never forget, one of the first shows I went to when I moved here was Music City Wrestling. And I went to a show, Ricky and Robert wrestled. I want to say they were supposed to wrestle the Headbangers this night. But something happened with the Bangers, and so the DOA, the Harris Brothers, came instead. And I had some WCW Ricky Morton cards. And so I went up to Ricky Morton, you know, and I was like, hey, brother. Or I didn't say brother at the time. I said, you know, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
You know, can you sign a couple of these? I'll never forget. He looks at me, and I must have been, let's see, 97, so I would have been 16 years old. And he looks at me, and he goes, you know, you got a $1 million card right here. And I didn't get the joke, you know, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You know, thinking like, oh, shit, you know? And then he signs it, and he goes, there you go, $1 million right there. And I just, you know, I'm just a teenager or whatever, and I just thought that was so funny. But over the years, I've had the opportunity to work on shows with Ricky, you know, both as the Rock and Roll Express and just Ricky himself. And Ricky isn't just captivating inside the ring, he's captivating outside the ring. You know, when he's talking to you, when he's having a conversation with you, when he's bullshitting with in the back with the boys, I mean, he truly is a charismatic enigma. There's just something, and Ricky is not a big guy. He's not necessarily tall. He's about our size. Yeah, he's not necessarily tall. He's never been overly muscular, you know. I mean, he's always been in pretty good shape. Again, you know, right now, he shows his age a little bit, but... But, you know...
He just got new boots.
And, you know, I know he's trying to lose weight. He's been talking about doing yoga and different things on his podcast. But there's just... When he walks through the room, you even if you didn't know he was a pro wrestler, you would know that he's somebody special.
Yeah.
He just exudes confidence and charisma.
So I hate to cut you off, but, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the news today that by this time, maybe everything's resolved now by the time this gets uploaded. The WWE are having an issue tonight.
Oh, with I have heard about that, with the Saudi show.
Yeah, so...
People left over stuck in Saudi Arabia.
Dude, there's all kinds of rumors being spread about. I'm just reading through it. They think that the mechanical issues, quote-unquote, that they're saying in this press release is actually something much more different.
Oh, I'm sure. Something happened. You know what I mean? Something happened over there. The boys will be the boys. You know, someone fucked up. You can't fuck up in a different country. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I will be... I am excited to find out exactly what it was that took place and what happened. What are some of the rumors you hear?
It says, according to this article here, all I know is that there are people there who have insisted that there is no mechanical issue. That's not why the flight did not take off. The fact that several people left that other people had left, they got off that one flight and chartered a second flight. Now that one is also not going to make it back in time. I mean, we would have to believe that that flight also just happened to have mechanical issues, supposedly. I also know that the talent last night was told you're probably not going to take off for another 12 to 14 hours.
Wow.
Now, I've been on flights before. Now, this is not me talking.
Dave Meltzer?
This is Brian Alvarez.
Brian Alvarez. It sounded like Dave Meltzer, yeah. So that makes sense.
I also know that... All right, let's see here. This thing would actually stay on. I also know that the talent last night was told you're probably not going to take off for another 12 to 14 hours. Now, I've been on flights before where there were mechanical issues and there were issues that were going to be cleared up in just a few hours. So this is a very strange story here. I think there's something much more to be told.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm interested for sure. There's no question about it. I will say this, like, of course there's a story to be told. Of course it's something bigger than just simply mechanical issues. But nobody knows what the fuck it is. And until until somebody is able to actually say what happened, it's all rumor and innuendo. It's all just, you know, thoughts and opinion and ideas. And
so apparently we might hear more in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I would assume, because at some point the boys do have to come back.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is all going to be made public at some point.
And now, I mean, only like 12 or 14 wrestlers are coming from Saudi Arabia to SmackDown.
Well, it's a good thing they sent over 100 people over there. They sent like 130 people.
So according to this article that I read, it was like 175 wrestlers, staff, production, medical, all that people were sent over there.
Yeah.
So only 20 of those 175 are going to SmackDown.
Wow.
And so they're bringing in, according to the internet, again, they're bringing in a bunch of surprises, some of them being NXT guys, etc. But you got to think, when opportunities like this come about, it's kind of an opportunity to kind of make your name.
Wow.
I mean, even on a mainstream.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, this might be fucking NXT SmackDown this week, you know, and that gives everyone this great big platform and opportunity. I will say that I wonder what this is going to do for the relationship between the WWE and the Saudi government, because I would assume, and this is just me talking, if I was talent, and I'm already kind of iffy about going over there, just in a general, you know, sense.
That they're telling me I can't leave.
And now they're stopping me from leaving this country. I don't ever want to go back there again. You know, I mean, that's just
now,
how I would feel.
Again, this is total rumor, innuendo, speculation.
Even if it is legitimately mechanical issues, you have to think all these guys want to get out of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. You would think they want to get back.
And they certainly don't
want
this to happen again the next time they go there.
According to the article, they were sent back to the hotel today. That, like, they're not leaving tonight.
Yeah, well, I believe it. I believe it. This is a good sequel. Let's talk about some current wrestling. Have you watched any NWA Power?
I've been watching some of NWA Power. It's actually a really great product, man. And, you know, it's presented in such a different way. We were talking about it a little bit before off air. Everything is just presented differently. It's an old school show. It really dates back to the old days of the NWA when it's in studio wrestling, and that's more props to David Lagana and Billy Corgan on that for making that a thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be very successful in its market that it's trying to promote to.
I think NWA Power
it's Power. Just
I think power. I think it might be my favorite show.
Really?
I really do. I like that it's an hour long.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to get through, and like I was telling you earlier, I have a hard time actually sitting down to watch wrestling because no one in my family likes wrestling, and so it's you know, I've got four kids and a wife, and you know, they monetize the different screens, you know. I don't like watching shit on my phone. I know lots of people do. It's not my thing. I don't enjoy it. I don't like watching shit on a computer. I like watching it on my television, you know, on my couch or my bed or whatever. And so I can flip on the NWA show and relatively get through the entire episode without any kind of problem or anything. I really do enjoy it. I think, I will say this.
Do you think it's too old school?
I don't. I don't know what kind of impression it can make with the general audience today, but it is, like we were saying, it's different. It looks different. It sounds different. There's so much difference to it that I enjoy it. I know that their viewership has not been increasing, but nobody's has. Everyone's has been declining.
Yeah.
So their decline, I don't think, is any different than anyone else's.
I think it's just a matter of who goes up quicker.
I would say that having it go on YouTube, the decline might be a little bit more worrisome.
Well,
they're not making any money off of this product. Money they're making is quite small.
But when you think about YouTube, you got to understand that there's algorithms and all that fun technical stuff.
Sure, but, you know, when you do... What was it, 100,000 views in the first hour of the first episode?
And then 100,000 views and then within the day?
Your episode one does, you know, 500,000 views, and then episode two is sitting at, like, I think it's like 200 and some odd thousand with the one week less of time. I mean, it's... obviously, but, I don't want to really get... The number... numbers are significant, in my opinion, in this situation because they have no rights fees. They're not being paid to produce this show.
Yeah.
So any money they're making off of YouTube directly is affected by the number of time people click on this show.
And
if
so,
those clicks go down, yeah. so does their profitability.
And so now do you think it's because, now granted, this is with SmackDown going to Fox, AEW debuting on TNT, NWA Power being on fucking YouTube. All these programs had hype.
Yeah.
Going into
that first week.
In that first week. And ever since then, it's just been going downhill.
I think the biggest issue is that there is 3 to 4 million wrestling fans. And that's it. I think that's the issue. There are not... It's the same 3 to 4 million fans. That's it. So they're all being spread out amongst 9 different shows
every week. And they're trying to find... You're trying to get one of them to stick
around. I don't
around.
Think any of the shows are creating new fans from outside of the current fans that are already watching. So that, I think, is the biggest issue with our industry right now is, yes, it feels like it's on fire. I think it feels like it's on fire. I'm happy. I'm glad. There's lots more opportunity. But I feel like everyone is trading off the exact same fans over and over and over and over. So there's no way to create new. We're just not. Something's missing. Something isn't clicking. I don't know what it is because I feel like there's something for every. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's something for everyone. And so it's not really that big of a deal. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I do think that I think AEW's numbers are pretty worrisome. I think out of all of the programs, NXT is probably the most steady and smallest percentages of decline.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at AEW's first numbers, it was like 1.5 million viewers or something
right.
like that total. Then they went to the second week and it was like a little over 1 million. Then after that is 960,000.
Then I think it was
800 something thousand.
This last week was 500,000.
Okay.
But they're dropping, you know, 12 to 13%, where AEW is dropping, you know, between 30 to 40% week over week.
Yeah.
So I think that just out of the declines of everyone, including NWA, NXT is declining the least amount week over week. Which would make them, I guess, number one.
But why aren't they picking up anything more?
Why
is there a decline?
That's the biggest question.
Is there too much wrestling out there?
There might be. I mean, the saturation, which is crazy. When I was a kid, man, God, I couldn't imagine wrestling every day of the week. Like, it would have blown my mind.
It's insane to think about. I mean,
but now we have lived like this for so long in this YouTube culture where nothing really has to be watched at any specific time. So maybe that's got a lot to do with it. Maybe there's 12 million fans and they're like, oh, I'll get to it later, and they never get to it.
They just watch on YouTube.
Well, they don't even get to watch on YouTube. It just, the week passes them by.
Yeah.
I'll get to it on Thursday, and then Thursday comes. I'll get to it on Saturday, then yeah. Saturday comes. Oh, now it's the next week already. The new show's already popped up. Well, I didn't watch last week's, but I'll get to it. We all just assume we're just going to watch it later. We'll watch it later. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you came over and you know, you asked if I'd watch any AEW. And I told you, I wanted to sit down and watch, you know, a month, 6 episodes, and really figure out if I like it or not. And I watch matches just here and there. I always mean to sit down and watch the whole show.
It's hard to sit down for 2 hours.
The next week comes, and I've only watched one or two matches, you know? So maybe that's more than me.
Our good friend James Carver just went to the last AEW show in Charleston, West Virginia.
I saw that.
Him and James Burr.
I saw that.
And a little bit of the family went with them too.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they had a good time. And according to James Burr, it was a great time.
I mean, you know, the fans look fucking invested.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if you go on Facebook and you say anything derogatory about AEW in any way, shape, or form, no matter how little or big it is, motherfuckers will come out of the woodwork to fucking troll you because they can't stand to know that somebody might not like what they like.
No, I don't think Charleston, West Virginia is necessarily part of that fucking fan base.
You never know. I'll tell you this right now. We were talking about AEW. I think there's a lot of talented performers. It's just not for me, the show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that I like about it, very little that I dislike about it, but the biggest thing I don't like about it is I just don't care for that product.
And you're not invested in it personally.
Who? tell me, who are heels in AEW?
See, and that's, you know, it's funny you say that, because in a media scrum interview, I believe it was, I believe Cody and Tony both said that there's going to be more gray than anything.
So,
like, you know for sure, in the Cody versus Jericho feud, Jericho and the Inner Circle are the heels.
Right.
Cody and his nightmare family are the babyface.
So MJF is a babyface.
He's playing the role of a babyface while still being a heel. But only because he's Cody's friend that Cody had mentored. But I think that there's a underlying story that they're trying to tell with MJF that's not being told properly. Because MJF is an all-out heel whenever he works.
Right.
But when he's around Cody, he's this babyface. But if there's subtle things that a lot of people don't notice
right.
until you watch it back. So, like, when MJF came and saved Cody from being beat down by the Inner Circle, MJF comes in with the chair. He teases hitting Cody with the chair, but then hits, you know, the Inner
right,
Circle.
Right.
But after that, the Young Bucks come out to also help. They try to shake MJF's hand, and he, like, jumps his hands away, like, don't touch me. Like, I think there's subtle things, but it's just not being
sure. I would assume that Cody and MJF is going to feud. That.
Eventually down the line, yes.
Yeah, I assume that. I was in a Facebook group the other day, and I saw a post from someone who said they don't like AEW because there's no real storylines.
Yeah.
Now, this guy got fucking flamed, right? Like, I mean, immediately hundreds of people telling him that he's an idiot.
Okay.
One of the things that I noticed from all the comments was you had half of the AEW fanboys say, fuck storylines, we don't want no WWE bullshit storylines. AEW is just about great wrestling and great wrestling matches. Then the other half of them said, what are you talking about? These are the best storylines there ever was. There's the Cody storyline. There's the Moxley storyline. So it's almost like even the fans don't even quite know what the storylines are. Who to cheer for. Who, like, when I turn it on, you know, I see the AEW women. I have no idea who to cheer for.
Right.
I have no idea which one of them is a good guy, who's a bad guy. The Lucha Brothers. When the Lucha Brothers taking on Jungle
here.
Boy and whatever. Yeah, the Lucha Brothers jump SCU from behind, but at the same time, they're the Lucha. Why would you put the? Why are the Lucha Brothers heels when you know they're going to be cheered?
But are they? Yeah, but are they heels because they're getting cheered? Like, are they heels?
That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, Jungle Boy and Stunt are baby faces. So, are the Lucha Brothers? Is it a baby face versus? I don't think there's any clear cut definition other than now. I do think that Cody and Jericho is very good. I think that the way that they are, but I think all of this entire thing since this thing started, Cody Rhodes has had attached to him the very best storytelling and storylines of this promotion. So I think that's very clear cut.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Adam Page. I understand that there's story, but I don't think it's very good.
I've been watching it. I mean, it's kind of spread across Dynamite and their YouTube show or whatever.
You see, that's another thing that I have this.
Yeah.
I don't watch the AEW YouTube show.
Yeah.
I'm just a fucking regular old wrestling fan.
Right.
I need the AEW show has very little when it comes to character development at all.
Yeah.
Very little.
So the story I believe they're trying to tell.
Like, I know who all the guys are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know, I follow the business.
Yeah.
I know who all the guys are, but I've been given no information by AEW
as
who they are right now.
Yeah. So, according to what I'm watching, at least what I believe, Adam Page lost that title match with Jericho.
Uh-huh.
And he's just kind of been going downhill since then. He's on a downward emotional spot. As he feels like he's lost, you know, the support from the fans. He's lost the support from his friends because he didn't win that belt.
Right.
He isn't repping AEW on his back like he said he was going to. Everyone put all this support into him and he lost, so he feels like he's lost everything.
Right.
That, and I can see what they're trying to tell, but like you said, it's not being portrayed well on television.
Well, and that's because I saw him. I saw his match. I didn't see any of that in his match.
His match with Guevara was an amazing match.
But I didn't see any of that storytelling.
But in his promo after the fact, he told the fans, "Hey, I know things have been going not so great for me here lately, but you know what, it's time to buck up or nothing else, and it's time to do some cowboy shit. And so I think this is where he picks himself up and tries to get back into that title picture.
Right.
But again, this goes back to, you know, they understand that the accessibility is there, so they have it spread across these avenues of distribution.
Right.
But how many people are watching all the avenues?
Do they promote their YouTube stuff on TV?
So being the Elite, no. AEW Dark, yes. They promote on television. So
I like Sonny Kiss.
Yeah.
I think Sonny Kiss is a star in the making. I like Marco Stunt. I just don't want to see him kick out of anything.
Yeah.
I think that he is the perfect third in a three-man tandem. I think that, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, I wanted to book Marco Stunt for a program with Eric Wayne in 2016.
Yeah.
Where it was going to be kind of like a little takeoff of the Flock and do a whole deal with Marco there. So I like Marco, but there is a giant size difference between Marco and just about everyone. And which you can utilize that size difference in a fantastic way, because he's fucking incredible. The things he can do are amazing. But there's no reason why we can't still do things in a believable way. Just
right.
I will preach this until the day I'm dead. Just because fucking everyone knows doesn't mean that people don't still want to fucking pretend. And if we give them a reason to pretend, if we do things in a way where people actually fucking buy into it, even if it's just for that 2 hours,
yeah,
and that's it, they're only buying into it while they're watching it on TV, then you have something.
And
if,
like,
you do everything you can to never ever fucking do that, and to show the whole fucking world, hey, yeah, we know it's fake, you do too, and so we're not gonna even fucking try,
So this is where their utilization of the wins and losses, they're trying to incorporate that. Now, I'm not supporting, you know, the argument that they do everything like it's real. But then you've got, so wins and losses matter. That's great.
But cool. if Marco kicks out of 5 fucking pinning attempts,
yeah,
and he loses, just because he lost doesn't mean that he made the other fucking guy look better.
Right.
And it doesn't make that the match is believable in any way.
But this is where I'm going back to here. The only feud I have been personally invested in since Cody versus Dustin is Cody and Jericho.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the only feud I've been personally invested in, because this is going back, this is a clear-cut babyface group, clear-cut heel group. I fucking hate Jericho in the Inner Circle.
Right.
I love Cody and the Nightmare Family.
Right.
They just beat up poor old Goldust on TV last week.
Right.
Fucking smashed his arm in the limo door. And Jake Hager fucking used his head and dented the limousine with it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you feel for these people, but why isn't that for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like Jericho a lot.
I understand they're trying to promote to a niche market on every level.
Right.
But why can't there be a good story on every level?
Right.
A good personally investing story. Now, granted, you might be invested in SCU and the whole tag team tournament. You might have been invested in that. But there's nothing to personally make me feel emotion with SCU winning.
I want good matches, but I don't think that's the only thing I want when it comes to wrestling. And I think that's my biggest... They put on a lot of great matches. It's just not enough for me.
Athleticism is amazing.
Yeah.
The athleticism, the work rate is amazing.
I don't even like Cody Rhodes' work that much, but I think this is what it comes down to, what you just said. You know, the athleticism is amazing. Great moves are amazing. Amazing matches are amazing. But I need more. I need more than that. And I would rather watch someone who I don't think is as good of a wrestler, and Cody Rhodes, who I'm not saying is a bad wrestler, but I don't think Cody Rhodes is as good of an in-ring talent as Rey Fénix.
Yeah.
But everything Cody is doing, a guy like Jericho, who I don't think Jericho's as good as he was in you know, 2005, or I don't know if he was even wrestling in 2005, but in 1999.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's as good as he was in 1999, but I do know that the two of them, everything they're doing, I buy into a lot more, and I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah.
I won't even turn on WWE and Smack or Raw and SmackDown. I can't fucking stand what I don't even care about GIFs or memes.
I made the attempt to watch Crown Jewel yesterday.
Oh.
I made the valiant attempt to do so. I have yet to finish the show.
Yeah.
I have yet to finish the show. And I probably will never finish the show. And I hate to say that, because, like,
I wouldn't mind watching the Kane Lesnar match because I want to see Kane Velasquez work.
It was only 2 fucking minutes.
Oh really? Are you serious?
It was literally only 2 minutes.
Oh Jesus!
Lesnar won by submission.
I heard that. Okay, well then never mind. I don't really want to watch that.
Kane looked okay, but they made Lesnar look more dominant over him and put over the fact that he's injured.
I have been enjoying NXT. I think that's my favorite show on television, on cable right now.
Yeah.
But even that, you know, I'm only watching one or two. I'll tell you this right now, though. The NXT women's matches are fucking great.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Five stars.
I'm
so ready for the women's War Games match.
Yeah. I will. If I know that an NXT women's match is on television, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
MLW has been on fire lately. I enjoy MLW a lot too. That's another promotion that I, again, you know, like what's so weird is I don't watch a full show other than NWA. That's the only one that I've actually watched the shows from start to end.
Wow.
But I watch, you know, I just watch things here and there. But MLW is definitely, it's just they have, it's different. It's an again NWA NXT.
So like
different.
So as we go back to this argument, not argument, but this question. NWA, MLW, AEW, NXT, WWE, all of these things are different.
Yeah.
In their own way.
Yeah.
Do you think that the reason that people are declining is because there is too much variety, that they don't know how to register it?
Yeah, that's a good argument. I think it's just that there's 3 million people, and they're all just being kind of splintered here and there.
Like,
and I think,
like even you only like one or two things off NXT, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I like one or two things off NWA or MLW, which I haven't really gotten into MLW, but just for argument's sake, we're only getting into one or two things on a full show. Why are we not watching the full show? Is there what turns us off?
Right.
As wrestling fans,
I think a lot of it is just like. I know that it's recording on my DVR. So I can get up. I can go do anything else.
Yeah.
I can turn it off. I can go out. It's not a big deal for me to sit down and watch it.
So accessibility, do you think, has played a factor?
Maybe it has. Time? Yeah. And I've always thought this. I mean, you know, it's funny because I talk about how much I like tape trading more than watching stuff on YouTube. Like, you'd have to sit there and wait. You know, you'd contact someone, you'd work out a trade, or you'd buy the tapes from them. Then they would have to make the tapes, and then you'd, you know, wait for them to mail them to you. And so everything was an instant, right? And the goal was, you know, as a tape trader, to get everything, to everything that was happening, all the different promotions that were being filmed. You want to collect it all. You want to get it all. You want to know who all the people are. You want to find all the promotions and everything. Now, everyone can produce their own show. Their own, if they are running a wrestling show, you can film it, throw it up on YouTube, and there it is. So this YouTube culture that I was talking about earlier, where it's just always, everything is at your fingertips at any time, any given moment. It doesn't matter. And so when you know that, and like I said, when you say, I started NXT today, I'm going to sit down, it's coming on. My wife says, hey, let's go out to eat. Okay, I'll turn this off. I'll watch it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes. Oh, fuck, I'm really busy. I'm not going to get a chance to watch it. I'll watch it the next day.
Yeah.
The next day comes, and I don't think about it. I forget about it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's the next week already. Well, I don't really want to go back, especially if I try to tune in something live. I don't want to have to go back and wait. And then it repeats the cycle.
Yeah.
And so we're constantly saying, well, I can, at any given time, I can watch this whenever I want to do it. And then it's not, when the industry itself, I mean, it's on fire, but there's not a lot of passion. There's not a lot of can't miss moments anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we're never saying, I wonder what's going to happen next, because we all kind of already know what everything is moving towards. I don't know. Fucking wrestling is great. I'm focused on our wrestling. I'm focused on what we do. That's what's the most important thing to me. And I also think that that's another one of my problems.
You're so focused on what we've got going on.
Yes, you know,
in
I'm
this, in this, like in this car.
Yes,
we have so many shows coming up and so many.
That's
we
what I'm.
Do.
Yes, that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on Trent Taylor. I'm focused on Sean Hurley. I'm focused on Ox Harley. I'm focused on MSWA and New South and JCP Promotions and WrestleTopia. And those are the things that I'm mostly focused on. So I guess maybe for me, I just don't have a lot of that. I have to pick and choose what I'm putting my energy towards.
Right.
And I'm always going to put it towards the things that I'm involved in, you know?
Correct. I understand that.
Well, Kevin, it was good catching up with you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Talking modern day wrestling.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's it, guys.
I think that's it. So I'm going to do a couple plugs real quick. Make sure you check out NewSouthWrestlingNetwork.com. You can get a 7-day free trial.
You already fucked it up.
Why?
It's NewSouthNetwork.com.
What did I say?
New South Wrestling Network.com.
Okay, fucking scratch that. Nobody fucking listen to that. It's NewSouthNetwork.com.
Seven-day free trial.
Seven-day free trial. There's loads of stuff on there from the last couple of years. I know Kroll is throwing some of the original New South stuff out there. USWO, Showtime All-Star Wrestling, Southern All-Star Wrestling, all kinds of stuff. So make sure you check out that. Check out Fired Up Podcast and all your podcast things. That's James Carver's podcast. WrestletopiaTV.pivotshare.com. Don't forget about that. WrestleTopia TV on YouTube. Don't forget about that. And, of course, WrestleTopia and all your social media platforms. Don't forget about my man, Kevin Martin, Big K over here. Make sure you follow him on all social media. New South Championship Wrestling. James JCP Promotions. Ultimate Championship Wrestling.
United Pro Wrestling.
United Pro Wrestling. MSWA. Did I already say that? I might have already said that.
I don't think you've said that yet.
Make sure you check out all these things on social media. Follow them. Support them. Brittany Garcia. Sean Hurley. All these great fucking stars. Be a part of independent pro wrestling. Support independent pro wrestling. And love independent pro wrestling. Because independent pro wrestling loves you. All
right. Wow. That was a plug right there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.